Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Fill-in-da. Fill-in-da. Ooh, yeah. Fill-in-da. Blank, blank, blank. Blank.
Tell you what, he's almost become a part of the show. Will Boddington from the newsroom. Hello, Boddo. Oh, sorry, I forgot to turn your mic on.
There you go. Not really part of the show. No, no.
That was just a reminder.
Yeah.
Botto's back.
How you been today?
It's been a full-on day in the newsroom, to be honest, with the budget. So still trying to wrap my head around
rates
a lot
going
of that.
Up.
But
yeah.
Rates going up as well. A lot of money. Money talk money at talk, the moment, yeah. so a lot to wrap my head around, but it's been
facts
good.
And figures. Yeah, glad you're doing it.
Yeah,
oh, I'd be terrible.
Worse.
Yeah.
Finance jobs? No, thank
no,
you.
No.
No one. Like honestly, if you ask someone that works in finance, do they enjoy their job? Well, what percentage would they give? You know?
Yeah. Does it depend on the figure that they're getting from that
right.
job?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There you go. Anyway, enough chat about finance. Will, you've got five headlines. You've removed a word. Herbie and I just have to work out what that word is. Best of five.
Buzzing without names.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Number one. Geelong Ring Road speedster told police he wanted to get back to Melbourne before it got to blank.
Josh, dark.
Yes. And the funny thing about this, he was caught at 7:50 p.m.
On
the
Geelong. Sorry,
so he missed it. Isn't sunset like 5:30?
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah.
That's so good.
Clocked 157 k's.
Jeepers, that's flying.
That's way too quick.
That's dangerous.
What a bad excuse to give.
Yeah.
You know?
That's someone on the
sorry,
spot.
Sorry, mate, I was just spending.
Yeah.
You know?
Be honest.
Yeah.
All right. There's a new proposal to label blank drinks with nutritional information.
Herbie. Alcoholic.
Yes. Nice, Herbie.
Thank
Don't
you.
Don't have it.
Oh.
Are you going to give Herbie the ding?
Yeah, but it's actually wine, you know?
Well, the headline might have been alcoholic.
That was
Josh?
The headline, Josh. Don't doubt the question.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm doubting you,
you just
mate.
Worry about answering it.
Yeah. A bit more from you over there, buddy. Okay?
All right.
Pipe down.
The Tasmania Blank have made the NBL Grand Final in their first ever season.
Josh, Jack Jumpers.
Nice, Josh.
Now he's back on my side.
Yeah, he likes a winner. Very quick to flip.
Likes a winner, doesn't he?
Impressive. The Jackies.
Yeah, still the worst name in Australian sports.
But to say I've never heard of them before in my life.
NBL team. They did the big vote for what should the name be last year, was it? Or
yeah.
Year before?
I can't remember what the other options were.
Yeah.
Tigers?
But Jack, no, I don't know. But Jack Jumpers.
Jack Jumpers.
Seem to get. I don't
first
know.
First ever season. It's pretty
what
impressive.
Is it? What's the Jack
what
Jumper?
Is a Jack
I think
jumper?
It's like some sort of ant.
Like a cricket.
Oh, well, that's going to really be intimidating on court, isn't it?
Well,
here comes the ants.
They're into the final, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Good stuff. Well done.
All right.
So it's an ant. I just quickly Googled. That's so sad. It's so
why don't you just call them the ants?
It sounds better, doesn't it?
Sounds the ants, yeah.
The Jackies.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
Don't get behind it, Borrow.
Moving right along. All right. Parents urged to remove blank sandwiches from lunchboxes.
Josh. Oh, I think I was in.
I'm going to give it to Herbie.
Yeah, ham sandwiches.
Just trying to create.
Ham sandwiches.
Ham sambos.
Yeah. Will. Speaking about that.
The pork industry's not happy about this either.
Well, the pork industry is never happy about anything, I'm sure.
I'm happy with them because I like pork.
Yeah, everyone does.
Everyone does.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Is this the decider?
This is.
I'm not giving you music for it because I should have buzzed in. Nah.
Fine. Listen to this guy. Listen to him. Brilliant.
Right,
thank
here
you.
We go.
No worries.
I'm after a sport, by the way.
Right up Josh's alley.
What do you mean? Up your alley too.
You need the Jack Jumpers.
Blank could be included at 2032 Brisbane Olympics.
That's hard. Because you know some quirky things have already been in there. Skateboarding was in there. Rock climbing was in there. You have to take a leap on this.
Can we have a follow-up clue?
Think more sedentary behaviour. Young people would be into this. It's booming.
Heavy.
Booming.
I'm going to say trampolining.
No.
It's a great guess.
It's already in there.
Young people are into this.
Young people. It's
so. Oh, actually, it's esports.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done.
Nice, Josh.
Trampolining.
Kids are. Hey, kids, you want a trampoline?
It's booming. Bounce. A lot of people love bouncing.
Yeah,
days.
That's true. They
you
do.
Know, it's taking
they
off.
Do. That's a good point. Good point. It's Amy, Josh. Driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good stuff, Botto.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
The Cancer Council, they do an amazing job.
They do. Slip, incredible. Slop, slap.
Yeah, of course.
They send that message.
Yeah, they just send out a lot of messages.
Oh, yeah.
One hasn't been received very well. I am a bit indifferent about it. I don't know why it's received such a big backlash over such a small thing, but they, you know, it's fired up some people. So
that's right.
Basically what they've done is they've said what are in kids' lunchboxes at the moment and what an alternative might be.
Okay.
So, you know,
they're trying to make them healthier, I guess.
That's right, because obviously, you know, we know so much now more about cancer. We still don't know a lot about it.
Yeah.
I think we're all, you know, there's so many things
so
that can cause cancer
can
for me that can't cause it for you and vice versa.
But a good nutrition does help.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So they're trying to eliminate processed foods out of it. The big one that everyone's up in arms about, and I am too to some degree, is the ham sandwich.
Yeah, I saw this headline and it's the only thing I saw and thought, who's getting rid of a ham sandwich?
A ham sandwich is, you know, a staple.
Who's that hurting? It's a ham sandwich. It's actually delightful. And yes, please, I want one now.
So the idea behind it is that, so 700 grams of raw meat a week, which is like a raw weight of red meat,
is that
your chances go up for cancer.
Okay.
Didn't think so. Basically, processed meats is what it's saying. So it's not saying get rid of it altogether. Oh, well, they might be, but like it's just saying limit the amount that you're giving kids, because we know that. But hey, it's easy.
I'm gonna,
which is the thing, you know, parents are struggling at the best of times to work.
Look, it's some nice advice.
Yeah.
It's good to teach you something educational.
Mm-hmm.
But I will continue having a ham sandwich.
That's not
gonna lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, let's have a look at some of it, because there's one of these suggestions which it just is completely different. So I don't know how they've gone, all right, this is the alternative for that. You know what I mean? So, for example, juice or cordial, they've given an alternative, milk or water.
I was going to say water, which is not fun.
Well, now I love water. Now I don't really drink anything sweet.
Yeah.
Which is,
but as a kid, let's take you back to when you're at school.
Cheese spread. Which, you know, the snack. Who doesn't love a snack?
The snacks were the best.
Once again, super processed.
But delightful.
So, you know, they're saying veggie sticks and hummus. But you can see the correlation between. But you know what I mean? But you can
see
the correlation. You can see that's the alternative.
I feel like they're the alternate foods that when you mature and you do start looking at your diet, that's when you have it, because that's when your metabolism slows down too. But when you're a kid, that's when you can
just
be free.
Away. Don't worry about your health.
Let me have my little snack.
You know, chocolate, they said homemade bliss balls, you know?
Effort, though.
That's what I'm, effort. But you can see.
I can see the transition.
You can see the transition. Here's where
it doesn't make sense.
Confused.
Okay.
Muesli bar.
Okay. And do you know what? I know that there's a lot of sugar in a lot of muesli bars.
Yeah,
so
if you
I can
pick
understand
the wrong ones, yeah, for sure.
That is something
it's like having a chocolate bar, essentially.
Yeah.
What do you reckon would be the alternative?
Maybe you could get. I know that people crush up rice thins and then put it with peanut butter and stuff and turn it into a.
So that would make sense.
Yum.
That's an alternative.
Yum.
That's.
What are they doing?
Zucchini.
Oh, shut up. Broccoli. Don't even go further. Shut up. You hand me a zucchini when I'm thinking I'm getting a muesli bar, I will throw it right back in your face.
I'll trade you.
You'll never trade that in school.
Kirby and Josh and K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We mentioned it before, Josh, that 70 show is a show that both you and I watched, not religiously, more one that would come on TV and you'd sit down and go, oh, that's not too bad.
That's pretty funny, yeah. Dad was good. The mum was great. I remember the mum being good.
Kitty and Red.
That's it, yeah. Great couple. Great
they
TV
were
couple.
Eric's parents, and you just had the gang hanging out in the basement.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
A lot
I'm
of
sure
memories.
If we went back to watch it, it would actually
hold
still
up.
Rate today.
Yeah.
I reckon so. But what is exciting is that Netflix is doing a spin-off of this show.
Here we go.
Called, wait for it, That 90s Show. I just
wanna go back. Jeez. Does that make us old?
I think it does. So how it's actually going to work?
No, it doesn't. Don't say that.
Is that they're getting Red and Kitty back?
Yeah, right.
They will feature in the show
as grandparents.
As grandparents. So Eric and Donna.
Yeah,
they end
the
up
redhead,
together.
Yep.
Their kids is who it's going to follow.
Oh, okay.
So the grandparents will have their grandchildren in the show.
Righto.
Which I think is a good take, and it is going to be very exciting to see how they reflect on the 90s, because so much did happen back then.
90s was great, wasn't it?
I was born, so it's probably the best decade ever for everyone.
That's right. Human history just, you know, didn't really start until you came.
That's it, 93. But some big first, big stuff did happen in the 90s, which I want to take you back because it just shows how far we have come. So 1990 is the year I'm really going to look at. Had the first in-car sat-nav just launched by Pioneer, which...
Imagine, you have to be enriched before that.
Oh, would have cost you a fortune. This one as well, the 1990 World Cup was the first ever broadcast of digital HD TV.
Oh, geez, I love HD TV.
West Germany beat Argentina.
Oh, really? It's still divided.
Mm-hmm.
West Germany, mm-hmm. East Germany, geez.
But imagine we didn't have HD now. Like, I get so annoyed if I go over to someone's house and they're watching the footy and I'm like, why have I just got on normal? I put on HD.
Geez, what are you doing? Hard. I don't want to watch blurry stuff.
Britain, they recorded its highest ever temperature of 37.1 degrees.
Oh, wow.
But I wanted to look at that because it's only jumped up to 38.7. That's now been their highest temp. So it hasn't been too big of a jump if you think of 1992, 2022.
So you're saying climate change is not a thing?
No, Josh. Sort of saying the Brits' hot days aren't that hot.
Oh, no.
Encyclopedia Britannica, remember that?
I remember it.
Yeah, hated it. Best ever years of sales back then, 120,000 sets.
Oh, you needed it, didn't you? You need to look, like, what is that? You know, you can just Google it. You had to look things up, which is just such a weird concept.
Because these days...
today I'm just talking to my phone.
Well, that's the thing, they can't even get it. They cease printing. 2012, 10 years ago. Bye-bye.
Wow.
But this is where I just get frustrated. A litre of unleaded petrol.
Oh, here we go.
1990. What do you reckon it's costing you?
1990. I'm going to say 54 cents.
You are so close. 60 cents.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Why are we playing?
That's why the 90s were good.
Oh, take me back there.
Eddie and Josh driving home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Eddie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Eddie, we know robots are getting closer to taking our jobs.
They're so scary. They can fully communicate without someone having to type in for them to get a response.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it? So Japan's the biggest place for robots. So they reckon in 2025, a million robots there.
In Japan?
Yeah, yep. Just
that freaks me out.
Kind of cool, I reckon.
Cool.
See, do you think, why are we always scared of the change?
Because we're already getting replaced, you know?
Yeah, but hopefully that means universal basic income comes in and we don't have to work and they just get us money.
Bring on the robots.
There's a trade-off. Anyway, so they've invented these new ones for dentists to train with kids because obviously you got kids going to the dentist quite a scary...
Some people get very overwhelmed.
Even adults get scared with it, but obviously kids are a bit different to deal with. So these fully functioning kid robots, basically, they've got all the teeth and stuff, and they also react differently at different times. So it's all about how, like, the patient manner with them, and then like they can fully move around and like their mouth, and like how do you restrain like them, obviously in a safe way without scaring the kid.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing to think about.
That is incredible.
There was also another story today, funnily enough, about Japanese robots, about dealing with power lines so we don't have to send people up there, which is kind of cool.
Would save lives as well.
That's right. But there you go. There's your job gone. There you go, Heavy. Which one do you want? Save lives or lose jobs? It's the trade-off you get. But there are some pretty incredible robots out there, and there's also one that I just don't understand why it's been created.
Okay.
This one I love. It's literally a chef. So imagine two big arms coming down from your ceiling.
Yep.
Like like holding a whisk and a knife or whatever. So it's actually called the Molly Robotic, and basically it can cook anything. It learns new recipes.
Shut up.
So all you need to do, it's like, what's your Thermomix? But way better. It's like it's chopping the vegetables for you.
See you later,
it's
Thermomix. That's going to put them out of business. If you could have that, imagine walking downstairs just going, hello.
Because we all know no one likes to cook. At least, you know, you don't have to do the prep and the cleaning. This way you just have to do the cleaning.
But then they'll create a robot for that too.
That's true. This one I like because I'm one of these people that freak out. You know, when you leave home, you're like, did I lock the door? Did I leave something
on? Did I turn my straightener off? That's always right.
There's this thing by Amazon. It's called Amazon Astro. And what it does, it's like a little, imagine like Wally even. So like this little iPad robot that rolls around, but it's got a camera. So it can be a security robot as well, but it follows you around. You can also give it demands. But if you're away and you're at home, you're like, hey, did I leave the stove on? It will drive to the kitchen, check the stove. Nah, it's off.
That will also save lives.
See, I told you, robots are where we're at.
Okay, they're kind of cool.
I like this one just because I'm a sports guy. It's the Pro Pilot.
And you can just draw like a soccer field on your back garden if you wanted to. Obviously, though, you can use it for like big pitches and parks around Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Big fields.
I'm thinking more of a mini little one-on-one versus Georgie, where I'll slide tackle her and teach her that you're going to be better at life.
That's a funny thing. You're serious about that.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not going to let her score ever.
Never. He said this so many times, it concerns me.
And then the last one. They created a bionic kangaroo. So it's just a
Germany.
A German company. It's the robotic kangaroo. It has a tendon in its leg, so it bounces around and propels itself forward normally. Doesn't do anything else.
But why?
That's what I mean. What is it? You
know, what's their fascination with our ruse?
Kangaroos are a pest as it is. We don't need robotic ones too. Yeah. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbie, this is a game where we work together. We're a team.
Yes, we are.
You know?
We were a great team last week.
We were. Very we won. Good. Very good. I, yeah.
You put a bit of doubt out there?
Just to rile you up. I knew it would did. Work. I know that what to push your buttons and get you going, firing you up.
And it got us across the line.
So today we're doing Who Am I based off of Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah.
So she was wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress.
The famous diamond dress.
That she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK.
Huge. What a statement. And I must admit, Kim looks great in it.
She does look very good. It's a $5 million dress.
The dress is just incredible.
That's going to be worth even more now.
Oh, you know? Who'll be the next person to wear it? It'll be the story of the dress.
Because it has to... I mean, is that the occasion, the Met Gala? I guess Met Gala is a fashion thing, isn't it?
That's the one where you wear... Because look at her sister Kylie wore a backwards baseball cap. Didn't really look good, you know?
No, that's weird.
But that's a statement you can make at the Met.
Yeah, it's all about statements. So this is a game where we've got 10 celebrities. Go to get them in a minute. So today's is based off celebrities that wore the same outfit.
Okay, I like that. Smart.
They're all women. Just giving you a heads up now. Not a lot of blokes. There's not many fashionable
blokes. Well, it's easy
blokes.
For a man to wear, you know, the same, a suit.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't really copy each same. Other or whatever it is. So minute on the clock.
Here
let's see how you, okay,
go.
No, you don't count us in. You're not that job.
Okay.
Three, two, one, go. Jenny from the Block.
J-Lo.
She was in a lot of rom-coms with Hugh Grant.
Drew Barrymore.
No, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Notting Hill.
Jennifer, no. Julie Roberts.
Yes.
There we are.
Best friends with Amy Poehler.
Oh, what's her name?
30
Brunette.
Rock.
I know her name. I don't know it. Pass.
Married to a soccer player, one of the Spice Girls.
Victoria Beckham.
Married to a rapper.
Beyonce.
Yes. Should have married Justin.
Selena Gomez.
Kiwi musician.
Lord.
Yes. Just recently got served papers.
What's her name? Olivia Wilde.
Yes. Model, massive eyebrows.
I can't remember her name.
Come on.
I've got her in my head. Pass.
Redheaded actress.
Isla Fisher.
Nah, with Ryan Gosling in one film.
Oh.
Emma Stone is what we're looking for.
Far out, Brussels sprout. Could have had that easily.
Cara Delevingne.
And who was the Kid Rock? What's her name? Don't tell me. Tell me.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. There's people in their car screaming going, how did you not get that?
Yeah.
Well... That, the team wasn't on today.
It wasn't too bad. Not too bad, though. Good effort. Herbie and Josh.
Okay? Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We want to know what went wrong in the kitchen, Herbie.
That's right. I had a doozy yesterday.
Did you?
You're lucky I'm here. Oh, there was blood. It wasn't good.
Jeez, what happened?
So you know how yesterday I was speaking about it all day, about I was going to go home, make myself some pumpkin soup.
How can I forget?
We're really coming into the weather for it.
It really is. And you did inspire me. We are doing a pumpkin soup later
at
in
the end
week.
Of the week, see? But I was frustrated myself because I thought, you know, I'll be healthy with pumpkin soup. And I tapped out of sour cream and just decided Greek yogurt. I can tell you right
It doesn't
now.
Even make that much of a difference, you know, like calorie-wise.
It's silly. Don't follow what I did. And especially what I did when it came to making it.
Yeah.
Because I got to the pumpkin, I was cutting it up, and one thing one of my aunties taught me back in the day, if you want to make the most of the pumpkin, is to peel the skin of
Hard
the pumpkin.
Job.
And I thought, I've got a bit of time on my hands. I'm not in the rush.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
it's a hard, it's like a waxy sort of skin, isn't it?
It is. And the little crevice, because I was using a Kent. And you know how it's like the bump in, bump in.
Yeah,
so
that's
even
right.
though you cut it, you've got to maneuver
it. It's not doing a potato. You know, potato you can do in a couple
yeah,
of seconds.
A potato, yeah. a carrot, chunk, yeah. chunk. So this one, I was doing okay. And that's what was my first problem.
Yeah.
Because I got a little cocky.
Ah, oh, right. Confidence thought, is, you know, and also impatient. You want to be done.
Yeah, I wanted some soup in my belly. And so I kept going, kept going, kept going. And then there was a bit of a tough bit where there was a groove and I thought, oh, no, I got this.
Didn't
think that I should cut it a little bit more to make it easier for me. Mm. I just thought, no, I'm a weapon. I can do this.
Yeah, good
you
on
know?
You. Back yourself in. This is what I like
yeah,
to hear.
Yeah, they call me Ramsay in the kitchen. And they only do that now because of the noises I made after what
yeah,
I did next.
Yeah, yeah.
I peeled. I hit my thumb. And when I say I hit my thumb, fully peeled my thumb.
Oh, no.
And not with one of those little peelers that I've had my whole life, a cheaper one.
Stop.
The house I've just moved into has an amazing peeler. And so the next thing
sharp.
You know.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Skin right off.
There was a lot of blood.
It's
there was,
flapping.
It was. You're correct. Was it attached? I had to check and think,
God.
It is. No one was home. It was a schmozzle. It was a disaster, Josh.
No.
And so that's when I realized, you know. Terrible little kitchen mistake. No more pumpkin soup from that one. Had to make a second batch because I had added my own little legit juice to it, I guess.
Yeah, so. That's bad. I am. One of my friends, he had the fire department wake him up.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. He got home from a big night out. And you know those dumplings, you begin the frozen section?
Yes, of course.
You just steam them for
a
like
quick
10
steam.
Minutes. They're
quick
great.
Steam.
They're actually pretty good dumplings.
They're delightful. A little bit of soy sauce. Yes, please.
He obviously had a big night, fell asleep. And then so the water ran out and then the whole kitchen caught on
oh
fire.
Oh, my.
Thankfully, someone alerted them. He woke up and was like, what's going on? And like,
hey, boys. How are you?
And then, they put the fire out.
Now, that's a bad boo-boo.
That's
I
a
mean,
big one.
Mine was just a little cut finger. I mean, it was a bigger cut finger.
Well, that's
but...
what we're giving them the spectrum. 52232955. What went wrong in the kitchen? Was it the meal itself? Did it just not taste great? Was that another thing?
Or was it an injury? What happened? We're the fire brigade at your house.
Oh, imagine. That's incredible.
Hectic.
Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good evening. Hunters and Collectors just reminds me of the AFL season.
It does.
Doesn't it? The opener. Oh, and that was when it was on 10, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955, asking the question, what went wrong in the kitchen? Herbie had a bit of an accident.
Bit of an accident. Nearly lost a thumb yesterday. Mm. I was trying to peel a pumpkin for pumpkin soup.
Mm.
That's to get the skin off. And next thing you know, I took my skin off, my own thumb. Wasn't pretty, but that's okay. You know, you live and you learn, which is great. Your mate fell asleep after he made dumplings.
Just heating them up in the... Yeah, he forgot about him, fell asleep. Water just became fire.
Woke up to the fire brigade at the house.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's huge.
He could have died.
That's scary.
Scary.
That is, luck is on his side. We do have a Kyla from Barwon Heads. What went wrong in the kitchen?
Bit of mummy brain, actually.
Mummy brain.
Okay, here we go.
It was after my second child, about a week later. I was
wrecked.
Still wrecked. Was cooking a sausage casserole and boiling the sausages. And when I was about to get them out to chop them up, I wasn't thinking, mummy brain. Put my hand straight in the boiling hot bottle of water.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kyla.
It still didn't wake me up, though.
So what, you grabbed him out one by one?
I only grabbed the first one. But I was sort of looked at my hand and went, crap.
Oh, did you hurt? Yeah.
Your hand's now burnt sausage.
And back to cooking.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
That is painful.
That's Kyle, I'm glad that you're doing all right now.
But that is a warning for you, Josh. You've got your second on the way.
Don't put my hand in hot water.
No, don't let Kat do any cooking.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what mum's for. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Josh, they do say that you learn something new every day, which is why I was excited when I learnt this today. I thought, I don't know if everyone knows this.
All right.
But you know the Sierra... tequila bottle. So that's the one that comes with the fun little sombrero hat as its lid.
Drink responsibly, of course. Yes I do remember.
You know
it.
The one? Well, a guy named Jack tweeted the bottle and said, I was today years old when I realised that the sombrero on top of the bottle tequila was so you could salt your glass. So you put salt, I guess, in the brim of the hat.
Yeah.
And then you get your shot glass.
Or margarita.
Or margarita. And you dip it down and it salts it. And then, because you do tequila, obviously, with lime and salt. But yeah, then on top of that, you can use the hat to squeeze your lime if you're making a cocktail.
It goes into it. Yeah, yeah.
And then flip it the other way. It's a shot as well.
Oh, right. There you go.
A 3-in-1 from one little lid that just I thought was on the bottle for a bit of fun.
That's right. Just a bit of a hat, a sombrero.
Just love that.
Just a bit of branding. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to use it for any of those things, but...
I know. Do you know someone will to pull it out at a party to show it off and then never again?
Yeah, that's right.
Never again.
I've seen a guy do this.
Yeah. Other things you may not know about everyday items.
Yeah.
So screwdrivers, some of them work with wrenches. I didn't know this because I'm not in the tools biz.
Yeah,
because
they've got like the hexagon shape or whatever it is. So you can put it over the top and then
And then you can wind it in more difficult
positions
and everything, which I think is great because someone like myself who... Whenever I use them, it's like the first time I'm using one and go, how's this supposed to work? How do I get it down there?
See these hands, Herbie? They've got blisters.
Oh, he's done 3 weeks of renovating. Listen to him. Speaking of the measuring tape, this one. So I always use the little, I guess the metal bit at the end. You hold it and place it on the end.
Yeah, you try and... Have you seen a trader use a tape measure? Miracle workers.
Wizards.
It's incredible to watch. It's like bang.
Bang, boom.
Me, it's like bouncing and cracking everywhere.
It flops over.
Ah, it's a word.
Why ain't you going? And so you're supposed to use the metal bit. Instead of just getting a pencil, you can just mark wall with the metal bit. But also they have little holes so you can actually, if you need to, screw a nail in so it holds everything in place when measuring.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Good hacks for renovating. That was just to help you out because I know you are a bit of a tradesman at the moment.
Don't need them, but, you know.
Hole at the bottom of your padlock. So you know your padlock that you stick your key into just every day.
A padlock?
Yeah. The little silver, tiny little hole that's next to it. It is the size of a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Put oil in it so you can then... So make it greases it fresh again.
Yeah, exactly. Right, okay. Yeah, because you know when you're trying to, like, you almost snap your key, don't you, when you're some rocks?
The pom-pom for the beanie.
Yes.
So this one was actually back for the French Marines in the 18th century. They would wear it so it would cushion their heads so they didn't hit the ship's low ceilings.
Didn't want to go bang.
Didn't want to hit
That's great, nothing. Isn't it? That's just a genius way.
It is.
And it's fashionable.
Now it's fashionable.
Because imagine beanies without them. I don't like it.
No. Oh, hit miss. Hit miss for me. The toothpick, though, stock standard toothpick. You know how it's got at the end the little rigid line, I guess? So it's like the pointy bit that you stick your food in.
Oh, okay. I was through my teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. The other end that you handle, you're supposed to snap it off, and that's your toothpick holder, so you can reuse your toothpick throughout the night.
Ah, there you go.
I mean, no one's doing it.
No one's doing it. Give me another one, please.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the environment.
No.
Why would you? No one else can. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
All right, Herbs, this is where we get your thoughts, daily topics.
Oh, yeah.
See where you're sitting, see what you're thinking.
Lay it on me.
All righty. Yes. Kicking it off for this one, taking an IQ test. Why are you laughing?
I don't need to do that. No one wants to do that.
You don't want to be interested? You're not interested in what your IQ's at?
No, it's gone down since I've left school. I know that much.
I think you would go up.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
Phew. You I don't think I need it.
Depends on the test, obviously, but I think your IQ would go up because you've got a bigger knowledge of what's happening and a lot more words, and your vocabulary would have increased.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it would have. Yeah, certainly.
Maybe yours.
No, you definitely increased.
I love your support. It makes me feel great.
Anyway.
Let's do the test.
So there's a girl over in the UK and she's like a good-looking unit. Some people would think she's attractive. She's quite bright.
Okay.
So to rule out people, she makes her dates take an IQ test to not waste any time.
Well, I'm sorry. That rules you out of many people I know.
I agree.
Why would you do that? You don't know, just because someone may not be like book smart, they might, you know, have other things and you don't know how you're going to click with someone.
Yeah.
Just, she, done for her.
Yeah.
I should take the test. I'm smart.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a wise choice there, Herbs.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, wisdom. taking vitamins.
Yeah, nah.
Only because I always start. but you have to upkeep it, and I just don't. It's so hard to remember.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Because I really should be taking, a lot of us are vitamin D deficient. I was super low at one point.
Yeah.
Where I had to like 4 in the morning, 4 at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was real low. But then I just, you forget. You know
you
what
do.
I mean? You're like, oh, God, it's too hard.
I tell you what, I do love those. The vitamin C ones.
Oh,
they're a lolly.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't
I'll
they?
I'll crack a few of them every morning, every night. Them.
Anyway, there's an article out because there's liquid forms of vitamins. So rather than a capsule or whatever.
I had a hair one once of liquid form.
Yeah, they say that it's better for you because you absorb more, but it's 3 times the price sort of thing. And so there's
can't
just an article
it.
Out about basically are they or are they worth it?
They're not.
No, I don't think they are. A lot of them, like vitamin A, for instance, was not worth it at all. 1 out of 10 it scored. Vitamin B12 scored a 2 out of 10 when you're comparing it to the other ones. So
okay.
I think vitamins as well, there's no real regulations into them, is it?
Yeah.
So
I think more for you, just go to the doctor, get a check, see what vitamins you need.
That's
and
right,
then assess
and work
the
out with them. Work out with them, that's for sure. Having a beach ball.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, always fun. No matter at the beach or if you're, you know, at the G back in the day when I was at the cricket.
That was fun.
That was always fun. Beach balls bring fun.
And then obviously the security guards would get their hands on them.
And then, you'd say, nah, 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 nah.
Send them home. So there's a record which I reckon we can finally break.
All right.
Which is,
we've been searching for one for a while.
Yeah, and this is the only one that I like. You know, we say sometimes, yeah, that'd be good, but I'm only just trying to hype us up.
Yeah.
This one is, guys, broken the record for most times you've passed a beach ball between each other blindfolded.
Okay.
So I think it's 18 passes in 30 seconds, so bang, bang, but you have to lift the ball above your head to show that you've caught it and then pass it.
Okay.
So it's like a quick action.
We should be like cats and put bells on us.
I don't know how that's helping. What, you get to rub your, ring your head around? You're throwing the ball back and forth. Wouldn't you put a bell in the ball? Wouldn't that help? Not around you fool. Oh, we're not going to pass. I'll tell you, Herbie and Josh, K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We love learning things, Josh. We love it.
Oh, I think it's important, isn't it, for your brain?
And new skills.
Yeah.
Just to see how you're going.
And then you realise how much you don't know.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Now, one thing I know we know is the alphabet. You learn it from a young age. But do you know the alphabet backwards?
No. I can say it forwards, but I have to go all the way.
Okay.
If you ask me where a letter is, I'm going to have to go up to that.
Yeah, exactly. Where's T? Yeah, exactly. That's such a good point. But one guy, he's put it out there on the old interwebs at the moment about how to say the alphabet backwards. Before we get to how he does it, can you have a crack?
I don't know. ZYX?
You're on the right track.
For W?
Yep.
You're
going
on.
No, you've missed a few. Missed V and U before you've gone to T.
That's the one. Yeah.
But you know, you started well.
Always think U's all the way in the middle, but it's not.
No, it's more hanging at the end.
It's all at the end, yeah.
So what he says to do is to break it down, because many people will try to just
do the whole thing
in one lot, like we do the alphabet going the right way.
Yeah.
And so for him, he breaks it down. This is how he does it.
Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A.
So he's breaking it down a little.
Broken it down.
He's still smashing it.
Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A.
You're reading it and you still can't get it.
It's true. It is hard, but I like the way that he has done that.
It's an interesting party trick, though, isn't it? Like, I would be impressed if someone did it.
At a party, came up to you.
Yeah, like, because I just think that's a lot of effort to sort of just spend a day doing it backwards.
It's like, you'll know who plays Mary Poppins in the original.
Oh, in the original, I would
Julie.
Know. No
Ooh.
Idea.
Anyway, she can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, whatever it is, backwards.
Oh, there you go. Well, I guess when you're on set doing that word a few times. That
but backwards is hard.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
So.
Well, have you got another party trick?
Have I got a party trick? Not really.
No.
But
just loud.
I can do this. and it's just my tongue on my top lip. Top lip?
No, I can't do that.
I mean, enough of me. Oh, that's a teardrop.
Ew.
Nah, I can't do that. I do like the sound. Anyway. But I want to test his party trick out.
Backwards. Yep, sorry. Yeah, we got to get a little sidetracked.
I want to test you to see if you can figure out words once we flip them.
Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock at 955. Home solution by Metricon, the first choice for first home buyers, Herbie.
We were just speaking about a guy who's got, we think, a pretty fun party trick of saying the alphabet backwards. He's broken it down, he's worked out his little formula, and he does it like this.
Did you want me to play it again?
No, that was just me. Sign.
Yeah, gotcha. We didn't talk about that.
No, just clicking the fingers. Yeah. Like, that's how quick he does do it.
Real quick.
But because of that, I thought, let's test his skill out on you. So I have recorded some words, I flip them, I reverse them, and I want you to see if you can figure out
what the word is.
I will let you have a listen, and then if you want me to try and crack it naturally right here without a machine's help, I'll also do that for you.
Okay, here we go. First word.
Schnuvness.
Oof.
Schnuvness.
Ness.
Hishwanas. Hishwandans.
That doesn't help me at all. What is it?
It's sandwich. Sandwich.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm getting my ear in.
Next one. Walipirak. Raleigh Prektak.
Say that again.
Raleigh Prektak. Walipirak.
Raleigh Prektak. Tas. T-A.
Prektak.
I don't know. What is it?
Caterpillar.
I mean, choose words that we're going to use day to day.
Okay. We try.
Honestly.
Trust me, you use this word every single day, multiple times a day. It's probably one of the words you say the most.
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh. I don't use that word. I don't say my name all the time.
Herbie and Josh.
Oh, that's true.
You do. Okay. Yeah. This one you use all the time, especially around me.
I'm not going to say what came to my mind.
What came to your mind?
Can't say it.
No.
It's against ACMA codes and regulations. Is it best friend?
Yeah. Best friend. You got it. And this one it's not a special word. It's just supposedly one that you can get all the time from when it is said backwards.
Okay.
I would pronounce it Wally.
Wally.
Yeah, but backwards.
Wally, backwards. Yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Oh, we got there.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Josh.
Jeez, it took me way too long to work out. I don't like it. I don't want any part of it. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.